town or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And welcome back, folks, to this hour of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our special guest staying this hour is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, a good friend, a brother in Christ, and really a brother who, I'm just so thankful to really know him and to have gotten to know him. And folks, stevequayle.com, please bookmark that. That every day is show prep for us. Steve picks the best topics around, and also Renaissance precious metals. You know, we did talk about gold and silver. Of course, you want to have food and such, but Renaissance precious metals, if I were to buy any metals at all, I would do it only through Steve Quayle. The reason being is I know I get what I know I can trust them. And in this kind of environment, who do you trust? And that's the basis of the program today, because we have to realign our thinking and revamp our thinking. I don't want this to sound like an infomercial, but this is just reality. I mean, for example, I'm not going to go on the internet and put my money, thousands of dollars, into a website that I don't have a clue what I'm going to get. But with Renaissance Precious Metals, I do. And folks, check it out, stevequayle.com. The link right there for Renaissance Precious Metals. That is our go-to. And anyone who calls in or emails in, I always send them over there. Steve did not ask me to do that. I'm just telling you flat out, this is reality now. And Karen R, thank you so much. We're checking on that. Bob, Maggie, thanks for checking in with us as well. Numerous people all across the United States and worldwide getting your emails. And Steve, I'm going to ask you a conceptual question. That's a good word coming out of this. And this is a question from Andy, or no, I'm sorry, this is a question from this is a question from Mike. You know, he's been a prepper for several years. He's a Christian. He understands that Jesus said to his followers before his departure to get a sword for defensive purposes. And after seeing all the preps, the New World Order, globalists, the monsters, the transhumanists have collected for our demise, how are we, with just a few guns and our stash of food, for instance, how are we going to fight to get through this? Steve, you know...
Well, here's my best answer, and obviously the scripture, I think, has that answer. First of all, there is no situation in the Old Testament where God's people who were in obedience were defeated when they looked to Him. That's why the scripture says, be strong in the power of the Lord and in His might, okay? God can give not only the timing, He can give the strategy, He can give the battle plan. Anybody looking at their own guns, okay, remember, the other guy's always got a bigger everything. He's got a bigger gun, a bigger spaceship, a bigger, and I'm not kidding on that one, and he's always got because he worships the God of forces that, you know, is spoken about in the book of Daniel, he's always got the principality and powers, fallen angels, fallen angel technology. We all have to contend with that. But then we go to the book of James, and we're told, resist the devil, and he must flee from us. My answer is this. Look, I believe in being well-armed. I believe in being well-trained. I believe in being prepped. I believe in that. But I believe that ultimately the battle is the Lord's. So there are times, Doug, when I think of, and I won't go public with everything that comes against me just because I won't give those devils my breath, but there are times when I literally hang my head and go, oh, Lord, I shake it. Lord, this is true. I said, Lord, how can I stand against all this stuff that's coming at me now? And the Lord said, you can't. I'm going to stand in for you. Isn't that cool? You know what I love about Jesus? Everything, okay? But there's things that are so obvious, but unless we're looking at him, that may sound religious. I got news for you. I'm alive because of the intercessors. I'm alive because Romy Zaret covered my life 15 years ago with her own. And if you understand, think of this, an intercessor, a woman of God, basically having helicopters circling her house when she lived up in northern Montana, or actually northwestern Montana. She comes to the Whitestone Conference in Bozeman a couple years ago, and a spray plane, just like out of a Gregory Peck movie, unloads their chemicals on it, and Romy was subjected to severe organophosphate poisoning. You don't think they don't know that? So, you know, I'm telling you point blank, the intercessors pay a price. God bless you, Romy. And so when I see that she's still standing by the grace of God, and by the way, she is the quintessential practicing Jesus loving intercessor, but she's also doesn't take any religious we'll call it carp. That's a crummy fish, but you can rearrange the words in the carp, okay? C-A-R-P. You can rearrange that. That's not usually a really good fish. So, Doug, what I'm saying to everybody is this. That's what our relationship with Jesus is all about to do. If it weren't for Jesus, I would be overwhelmed on a second-by-second basis. Yet because of Jesus, I'm not. And for the record, I know what I would say this to the emailer, or I think he emailed you, right?
That's
there are
correct.
Times when I absolutely get fearful beyond my ability. And when I do, I sense the spirit of fear. I rebuke in Jesus' name, and then I quote the scripture. At the times I am afraid, I trust in thee. The Old Testament is filled with God giving his followers his victory. So I got to tell you this. If you think you can stand the power of your own might, you're looking at it the wrong way. If you think you can stand the power of his might and will stand his power of his might and choose to stand the power of his might, willing to defend your family and doing the preparation, then I got news for you. You can claim the scripture. If God be for you, who can be against you? The scripture says 1,000 will fall by your right side, 10,000 at your left, but it shall not come nigh to you because your mind is stayed upon the Lord. And
that's
I'm not quoting that word for word, but the point being is that's the only answer after this. Listen, it used to be you could prep and prepare. It's just like this. It's like people say, I'll believe God to send the ravens to feed me. And usually the guy that says that to me is basically eats chips, drinks beer, and I'm not saying this is always the case, and does nothing, okay? I have noticed, now I'm a pretty good sounding board for this statement because I've been at this so long, okay? I mean, I get grayer and grayer, a little less hair, and a lot more ornery, okay? And I'm saying, God, help me to love the people that I find that are really difficult, okay? And they truly are difficult. But if you keep your eyes on the people that are difficult, you'll see that it's a distraction. And it's amazing. So I would tell the brother, and everyone listening, I would say this, your strength, your deliverance, your peace, your overcoming, your victory, it's all in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, if I go tomorrow, that means God's timing was for me to go tomorrow. I don't think my timing has come. Even Jesus knew, and I've made this statement, Doug, a woman of God or a man of God will know when their time is up. I have seen it. Now, sometimes
I'm believing that.
Sometimes people get taken in an accident. I don't know about that, but my guess is they were warned ahead of time that their time would be up. But, you know, here's the thing. Who in their right mind wants to fight fallen angels, demons, despots, Satanists, Luciferians, crazy ass, and I'm sorry for that if that's an offensive word to me, murderers in the Middle East, you know, in your own strength. You can't do it. There is no victory by the people of God divorced from the God who gave them the victory. And that's my only answer after 44 years of fighting, most of the time in my own strength, but now learning, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's the word for tonight, brothers, sisters. That's the word. Be strong in the power of the Lord and the power of his might.
Amen to that. And you know, there's so much wisdom in that, folks. I'm just going to leave it at that. This from Susan Moore. I guess that's all right. Sorry about that, Susan. I didn't mean to give out your last name. There's a lot of Susan M's in the world, I guess. So anyway, grid down situation, she feels, is perhaps the most likely scenario for various of all the various threats scenarios discussed. What's in your mind, Steve, if the lights went out, the power went out tomorrow? Now, you don't have to talk about your strategy, but what's the best strategy? Do you think keeping a low profile, you know, for the first couple of days to avoid the most human fallout would be the what would be the plan?
That's a great question, and I'm sorry, a lot of people are new to your show, so they haven't heard this. So, but the first thing to do is secure your home. I put up a really good prepper article either today or tomorrow, and ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you the names of the article because I post probably in a period of 48 hours, I probably post 60 stories. By the way, Doug, all my stories go into the archives, so they're all there, but they're just not on the front page. So saying that, you want to harden your home, you want to put up blackout curtains on the inside of your windows. Blackout curtains simply won't allow any light out, so the last thing you want to be doing in a power out situation is having a kerosene lamp, an LED lantern, or anything that shows you that, you know, someone's home. And I'm sorry, but you're going to have to think self-defense. It's not the Russians first or the Chinese or, you know, the United Nations. What it's going to be is it's going to be the gangs. It's going to be the distraught neighbor. It's going to be, you know, the sexual offender down the street. By the way, there's websites that you can go on and see that stuff. But it also could be your next-door neighbor that has, you know, you wave at them and they look at you. They're never friendly. Here's the thing. I know it's been said in the scripture, the enemy of a man's house will be those of his own household, or the enemy of a man's life will be those of his own household. That's what the scripture says, based on what's going on in Venezuela and the other nations that have failed through history. The enemy of a man's life will be he who is next door, who has been observing. Like somebody said, they won't prepare, but they'll remember that you did. You can take nothing for granted. You can believe that no one is on your side unless they've done two things. They've made it clear. You know where they think, and they have used their own funds to prep, okay? That's why I'm telling you this. Every prepper should be silent. And for the record, I live in Bozeman, Montana. There are places I'm going that aren't in Bozeman, Montana, in my house where I live. So, you know, people say, well, you're just that, 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 that. Well, people will say everything, but that's the point. The point is, if you're going to stay, to answer Susan's question, you have to harden your house and you got to get blackout curtains. Blackout curtains is simple. You go to a fabric store, you take a flashlight, you put the flashlight on one side of the material, and if you can see it through the other side, then guess what? You know, it's not blackout. You can put it up with Velcro. You can put it up with gaffer's tape. But, you know, in generators, you got to silence generators. There are specific generators that you can muffle down. You know, the point is that you want to be, here's the golden rule that I have been preaching, teaching on the radio for however many years. I don't even care anymore about how many years. The bottom line is that You want to be where everyone else isn't, and you don't want to be where everyone else thinks you are. Does that make sense? I just added that other part.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the key to everything, I believe. Because we're not going to know exactly what is coming, but we want to be in a position where we can defend what we have, or defend our family, I should say, from the marauders and what have you. So, yeah, you want to get out of the way. A wise man sees trouble and gets out of the way.
And Doug, can I say something? I just got an email from Ryan. There is nothing set up yet to help single moms. Ryan just sent me an email. Let me read this. I'm not making fun. What I just said is there is nobody, there's no program yet in place. I want to make it clear to do what I'm saying I want to do. There is no money to do it unless somebody funds it. Let me read this to you. Okay, Steve spoke of a fund to help single moms or widows. I am now divorced 14 years as my husband strayed from our marriage. I have a small thrift store, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Ryan. I humbly consider myself a remnant. Please let me know if I qualify for a food package. See, people hear what they want to hear. There are no food packages. Did you hear me say there are any food packages for any single moms, widows, did you hear me say that?
No.
I'm making it clear. I'm putting it out there. I have said to the Lord, Lord, I pray that people who are blessed that can fund something like that. I then said, I don't want anything to do with administering it. Did you hear me say that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't send Ryan Whitmer emails asking him, for this. It does not exist. Again, Ryan Whitmer, ryWhitmer@yahoo.com, is strictly for the people that want to buy food, okay? There is no program. I am praying that God will speak to people's hearts to fund the program, but it does not exist at this point.
All right. Very good. And I think you made that clear. And I want to thank my daughter for acting as a gatekeeper for all of the emails we're getting at studio@hagmanandhagman.com and all that we got prior to the show. Yeah, I got a question here, and I'll just lay this out because I'm getting a lot of the same kind of questions. Of course, this is from Paige, but she represents probably a dozen or so people who are asking kind of the same question. And again, this is a conceptual question that she wants to, first of all, thank you for everything you've done, opening her eyes. But how does everything that we're seeing happen today, how does this all fit together in terms of timing? We talk about EMPs, perhaps. We talk about FEMA camps. Everything, the economy. People can get confused and overwhelmed easily. So how are these events going to overlap? And I know we're looking at this through a glass darkly, but if you would have to lay out a scenario, Steve, and we're not asking you to, but best guess, how would all this fit together?
Well, first of all, let me state an answer a different way, lest I be offensive, and I'm not trying to be mean, okay? First of all, most people in the biblical Christian world don't get the lateness of the hour. And I would say it's all happening now. It's at what stage are the specific events going to take place? An EMP, obviously Gary Haven and America in the movie, he basically takes that, and he's seen testifying before Congress. Go watch the trailer, ladies and gentlemen, AmeriGettingTheMovie.com. But I see it as a financial attack. Let me give everyone a hypothetical scenario. How fast do you think it will crash when there is a reported cyber attack? When you're told that the banks have undergone a massive cyber attack from an unknown but expected country, that all your accounts are frozen, that your credit cards do not work. Has this not happened overseas a couple times? Hello? And that you no longer can assume that the country is functioning as it once did. Then you'll be told, don't worry, we've got it all under control. When you hear that, you better worry. And here's the thing. Worry is not what you're to do to prepare. Most important survival element is your thoughts leading up to an event. Navy SEALs, spec ops operators, the guys in know, they're talking about training, because when everything goes to, we don't want to offend anyone, but when everything goes to the dark side, the training, the pre-thought-out plans are what you've got to rely on. You can't say, well, what do I do now? If you say, what do I do now, you're dead. I want to make that clear. If you wait for the event to happen, you say, what do I do now, you're dead. Does that sound maybe blunt enough?
No, I can't. Yeah, that's exactly right. At that point, that's right. Yeah, it's gone. It's over.
It's
just
over.
Look over your shoulder.
So when the power goes down, can you run on to my website?
Yeah, in the dark, Steve.
Yep.
You'll be on the internet
in the dark. You know, and this is what I would tell people. There are so many good books out there. Get tactical. And I'm serious. I couldn't be more serious than what I'm saying right now. Every woman should learn how to use a handgun. Every single woman. Every single woman. Every man who considers himself Wyatt Earp or his, you know, long-lost cousin who thinks he could teach his wife. I used to own indoor shooting ranges, okay? I've been in a lot of businesses over my business life, and I have learned I will not even teach my wife. I'll leave it to a professional. I take professional training. I do not want to have an argument. If you speak a little bit harshly, have you ever spoken harshly to your wife, Doug, only to be given the dirty look and the cold shoulder? I mean, you know, you can have some guy who's just, you know, a trained ex-mercenary who knows. They don't have to be a mercenary, but there are trained and skilled teachers. But I'm saying this, I'm saying it once again. You must absolutely, if you're a woman, take, and somebody says, well, show me that in the Bible. Well, I'll show you where basically faith without works is dead. I can only tell you this. I will not, and I'll fall back on it. I'll tell you this. Women must learn how, because you cannot stay awake, Doug, the head of the house, 24/7. You know? And for the record, everything that happens is going to happen most likely between midnight and 3 or 4 in the morning, you know, because those guys have their night vision. So, you know, again, there are some things that people have got to get wise about, and that's really an important one, you know. Being responsible.
Yeah.
If you're a pacifist, fine. Then if you're a pacifist and believe that God will protect you, then be consistent. Stand on your faith when you get a toothache. Stand on your faith when stand on your faith. But don't just run to the world's answers and then claim that God's going to protect you. Do you think every single one of those people that was beheaded, butchered, cannibalized, that our brothers and sisters, the children who are innocent, the women who were raped to death, that were buried and stoned, and yet those miserable, daughters of hell that claim to be feminists, their voices are silent. Do you think all of the 250,000 women who are genitally mutilated? Oh, see, we don't talk about that stuff in biblical Christianity because, you know, we're a sanitary faith. Well, I got news for you. Jesus left heaven. He came down to earth. He took on himself the form of the man. He left all his regal glory and splendor that he might serve mankind. He was naked on the cross. You know, the little loincloth, that ain't the case. He was, his visage, that means what he looked like, was so marred. His flesh was open. His spine exposed. You know, I mean, Jesus was absolutely brutalized, and yet he came to pay the price for his creation, because God said, I have to punish mankind's sin, okay? So the brutality in the world is only going to increase. And by the grace of God, I want people to be victors and not victims. When I went into the survival business, I guess now I'm being retrospective, my goal, my motive was one thing, to allow people to be victors and not victims. I can't make people do what's right. I can only share with them what's right, you know?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's where we're at. So they have to learn how to defend themselves. There's some wonderful websites out there that will walk you through, and people have been responding to the articles I've been putting up by one of the prepper sites I linked to on how to basically cure ham, you know? Or how to do this, how to do that. The old ways are the pioneer ways. When power goes out, we're back to those ways.
Exactly. And you know what? We cannot help everyone, Steve. I mean, you and I can. And we get so many emails saying, you know, I'm older and infirmed, and you know, we try to do our best for everybody, but we can only, you and I and the people around us can only do so much. And so we just ask, and I think this is important too. If you're listening to this out there and you're middle-aged, or you're of an age where you're able to do things, I mean, talk and help your neighbor. I mean, shouldn't we be doing that anyway? I mean, you know, Steve,
well,
shouldn't we be helping
them? I heard one time that we're to love our neighbors as ourselves, and it came in a very famous declaration from the God of Heaven, which he gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, and Jesus reiterated it. Aren't we to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our might, and all our strength?
Yes.
And our neighbor as ourself, but that's easier said than done. Somebody said, yeah, unless they're trying to kill you. And I said, well, then they're not your, you got to understand what the original words mean. But here's the thing. You do what you can do for the people that will allow you to help them, but people who hate you when you try and help them. Remember, here's something that everyone should put into perspective. People who know that you have prepped, they will not prep on their own because they plan to take it. I've told this story, this literally happened, I don't know, 2 years ago. My wife was at home. I came into my office. We lived in those days, I don't know, out in the Highlight foothills. And we had a plumber. And Loretta, my wife, called me and said, hey, I feel really creepy. Can you come out here? I knew the guy that owned the company, but and we used to be friends. That should tell you how this thing turned out. And the prep and the guy, basically the plumber, proceeded to tell my wife he knew what I did, and when things got tough, they're coming to my house, you know? And then he started telling her about being in prison, and, you know, by the way, my wife packs, that's obvious. And the thing is that But when I went to the boss, this is a guy I have paid. I used to do property development, contrary to all the criticism of me, the way I live and my lifestyle. But I used to do property development. This guy paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for commercial buildings. I either renovated or built, okay? And yet over that issue, he and I don't talk anymore. Because I said, look, you can't have somebody going out like that. The guy was such an Arnold Henry. Anybody who's a cop will know what that means. And he absolutely terrified my wife. Now, she had two choices, call me or, you know, if he made a move. And to this day, Doug, that proves to me that if somebody can live in a town, and remember this, you may think you're not under surveillance. We all know we're under surveillance by them, but you don't realize who else is surveilling you. So that's why I say trust no one. Sorry if that sounds harsh, but verify. I've had people come into my life, ministry, and sphere of influence over 35 years in the special survival business, preparedness business, whatever it is. One minute they love you, and the next minute they hate you, okay? One minute they're patting you on the back, and the other minute they just can't wait to get behind your back. I've literally, and I have witnesses to this, been in a situation where, quote, a brother ex-cop asked me, you know, what's to stop him from shooting me right now? And this was a Christian. And I said, I've already got my hand on my pistol and don't do it, okay? This is a guy that absolutely talked the talk. Could he walk the walk? No. And that literally happened. So, you know, these things have happened to basically, I think, give me the experience to be able to share with people, okay? So I'm telling you point blank, trust is earned. It is not given until it's earned, okay?
Amen.
Can I tell you something? When I get emails Oh, I trust you. Don't trust me. What have I said for years on talk radio? Trust God with me, but do not trust me. Look to God. Do not look to me. Some people want me to basically be God. Guess what? I look to God. I can't look to another man. Only the King of Glory could deal with somebody as you know, whatever, as flawed as I am. And only the King of Glory, the living God, can deal with you and help you. That's why I love the scripture. God is a very, he's an ever-present help in the time of evil. I'm telling you, Doug, the battle between professing Christians and possessing Christians, possessing meaning possessing the keys to the kingdom that Jesus gave, it will turn into a shooting war and there will be death. My goal is to never be put into that situation. But I'm telling you point blank, people will rather kill than believe God. And if you don't believe that, slander, and I shared with you what the nugget the Lord had given me, slander, lies, and all that stuff is exactly how the devil got the angels to fall and rebel against God.
Exactly. And you know, folks, I'm just bearing my heart here. You know, when I first met Steve, I did not realize the really what he was. I mean, you were a pinata basically, and you are a pinata. And that's not to really bring up anything except to say, expect, if you're out there telling the truth, expect to be taken to task for what you're saying. Expect for people to tear you down. Expect for, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, people don't. People have a problem with the truth. Steve, I want to ask you about this. Tech Nation report, or Eric the Tech here, put up an article on his website, which I was checking yours and I didn't get a chance to go through your entire website. There was an article here. Feds made more than 3,500 surveillance flights over U.S. cities in the past 4 months. I don't know if you caught this or not, but they actually have maps. The FBI, DHS are running extensive surveillance missions over U.S. cities. This is something you talked about years ago, with the drones, as the drones came out, that we were all under surveillance. Now it's being admitted. I just want to toss that out there. Bottom line here, the detailed look at government flights between mid-August and December of 2015. 3,500 surveillance flights from DHS and FBI and over populated cities. I don't know whether you know how far you want to get into that, but I just equipped.
Well, I mean, look, as somebody who's had a couple years ago, I went on your talk show and said, guess what happened? I was out on North 7th. By the way, the place that happened to me was right where we had Whitestone Conference, but this was before the conference, years before that, okay? I had a predator over me at probably, and since I fly a lot in helicopters and I fly low, I would say no more than 75 to 100 feet AGL, okay? Above ground level. And the thing that was interesting to me is it was about a week after you and I had talked on your show about, do you remember when the Air Force was harassing people by doing that? Following people, and someone broke the story? Well, within 1 week. So look, here's the deal. I don't have time for mucous membrane, and this is gonna, what that means is snot bubbling, crying, illogic, emotional appeals, okay? I don't have time for it. Because when you're moving out of your emotions, you're moving out of the soulish realm. And sometime, you know, Pastor Langford and I need to do we need to do a show on the body, soul, and spirit. The spirit is what God breathed into Adam, and he became a living soul. The soul is your mind, will, intellect, and emotions. The spirit communicates to the world through the soul. Mind, will, intellect, emotions, communication. The body, okay, is simply the container for the spirit. The spirit of God is what he created us in, and, he breathed into us the breath of life. So now that we're in the realm of having to deal with, Doug, sentimentality, emotional pleas, that doesn't work. The only thing that Christians should be listening to is the Spirit of God. Now, some people don't know how to hear the voice of God. That is, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can't hear the voice of God until you learn His Word. The more you learn His Word, I'm talking about the Bible. I'm a King James guy. Someone busted my chops over, I think I linked to an article, or may have even once accidentally posted an NSV New Standard Version of a verse. I wouldn't do that intentionally for all the money in the world, okay? Because I don't like the New Bible versions. Do I believe there's better versions than King James? Only if you can read Greek and Hebrew, okay? So the point being is that God's able to communicate His Word to His people. So it is within the power of the Word of God to grant us the ability to hear the voice of God and to speak His words. The most amazing thing is that God places in His Word our ability to relate to His thoughts and to speak His words after Him. Remember, those are the words that spoke the world into existence. And that's why the scripture says, you know, the word is nigh thee even in thy mouth. You know, with your heart you believe unto righteousness, but with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, can I say something? There is no prepping that you can do in the supernatural realm if you don't know Jesus. Sure, you can basically, one guy, I've told the story, went to Ocaí in Peru, where Tim had his experience up in the mountain. He took holy water. He took a cross. He took all this nonsense, New Age nonsense, you know, and he went up there and he got scared to death. He could not stand, nor should he stand. Henry Gruber, the man of God that he is, a man who God has used in the miraculous probably than any other living man on earth, because he did not get the Lord's leading timing or prayer covering when he went to the serpent mound, it almost killed him. You can say, well, how can that be? It's because we're in a time period where we've got to get the will of the Lord, the mind of the Lord, and the direction of the Lord. I said to Pastor Langford either today or last night, no, this morning early, I said, David, I'm at the point now in my life where there's only one thing that matters to me. That's obeying the Lord, finishing the race, being faithful, and that's all in one thing. It's called faithfulness, and to win as many people to Jesus before the hammer finally drops. Doug, preparedness is an attitude. We're to stay on guard. We're to be vigilant. And like I said, most people are they're just headline hardened. They do not any longer pay attention to words like economic Armageddon, collapse, you know. There's no words that have meaning. And Paul, here's what we're coming to. The Apostle Paul said, and brethren, when I came to you, it wasn't with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power and the spirit thereof. In other words, Paul said, it's beyond argument, it's beyond, and Paul could argue, good night, smartest guy, educated under Gamaliel, you know, I mean, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was educated in the Greek scholars of his day. You think Paul didn't know who Socrates, Plato, and all the other guys were? But the point is, he said, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know anything. I want to know Jesus Christ, Him crucified, and the power of His resurrection. Now, that's at the end of a guy's life that knew a lot of stuff, okay? But as I come to the end of my life, I'm 65, you know, in August, I don't know if I got another day, a month, or a year. If everybody who hates my guts on the We Hate Steve Quayle crowd, they would wish I was gone tomorrow. But guess what? God is the one that protects me, and I want to make this clear. I am grateful to every intercessor out there. It's just that Romy and I have been friends and for so long. And this, seriously, I have Manette, I have Bieta, I have Kim B, I have David, I have all these people that pray for me, Tracy. I'm only sharing this. She is the only intercessor that got sprayed in the way to a conference. She's the only intercessor that had spec ops flying around her at treetop level. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not denigrating anybody. I'm not being ungrateful to anybody. And my guess is, Doug, you, I, David Langford, and a few others have maybe millions of people praying for us. But what I was trying to do is prove the point. that there are people out there that want the intercessors dead. And for the record, I thank God when I'm in the shower, when I'm praising, when I'm going down the highway, I thank God more than anything for the intercessors, because they pray for you, they pray for me, they pray for us, okay? Kim and David Langford prayed and fasted 21 days. Now, you get some religious, arrogant Arnold Henry, and if you don't know what that is, then I'm sorry. If that's offensive to you, good. But they prayed and fasted for 21 days. That's why the Spirit of God moved. That's why there was repentance. That's why hundreds are baptized. It wasn't because Joe Schmo or any of the other speakers there. It was God moving. He always honors prayer and fasting and weeping. So, you know, that's why it's successful. Anything done for God has to be won in the spiritual realm, in the heavenlies, in prayer. Again, nothing happens on earth by chance, and if it takes the church by surprise, it's because they're not praying. What is the name that's given amongst men that is more powerful than any atom bomb, any more powerful than any ancient weapon of the Nephilim or the Anunnaki, one and the same? What is the thing that men hate more, and the luminaries, the Luciferians, what is the name that they're terrified of?
Jesus, obviously. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Now, as people say, you don't know that. That's Zeus. Hey, when you've spent 40 years in ancient writings, civilizations, investigation, research, don't tell me that. You know, here's the thing. I have people that want to argue with me over my conversion. I have people that want to argue. I'm not making this about me. But you know what infuriates the most people? When I talk about Jesus, now the people that love him, okay? And they love hearing me talk about Jesus. Because I can honestly say, you know, I don't know why God chose to manifest himself to me. And I could make a lot of claims. I make no claims. God called me to be a watchman. If you understand what was required in the New Testament to be considered a disciple of Jesus, you had to have seen Jesus either during his flesh or after his resurrection, okay? I'm talking about in certain realms. I won't even go there, all right? Because, again, I'm about him, and I take the scripture seriously. And, Doug, I'm sorry. I wish I was, like, so sweet and so nice, okay, that the flowers would just, and I'm being really sinisterly sarcastic here, I wish birds would come and land on doves, okay? I wish the deer would come up to me and, you know, lick my palm because I'm such a wonderful... I'm not, okay? I am a gross sinner, saved by the blood of the Lamb, washed in his blood. I've repented of my sin. I'm working on my attitude, but here's the deal. You cannot be touched by God and not be able to touch others' lives. And until you're touched by God with a transformational experience, you can argue, you can quote the scripture, you can do everything, but death cannot produce life. That's what you're seeing happening at, you know, at what God's going to do and did through Pastor Langford and others. You know, God knows Russ Dizdar doesn't walk in the power of the flesh. He has to walk in the power of the Spirit. By the way, I would ask everyone to remember Russ. I would ask you, all intercessors worldwide, to put Russ and his wife on your intercessory prayer list in a way you've never done before. I'm not going to say anything more than that. That's it, okay? Because Russ is in a battle that basically cowardly, you know, how do I say this kindly, okay? We should soar like eagles, not trot like chickens, okay? And the bottom line is Russ needs prayer. He needs an undergirding. He needs an anointing. He's got anointing, but he needs protection. So pray for him, ladies and gentlemen, worldwide. Loose the angels, the ministering angels, to protect him. Because when I get emails from the most powerful Satanists in the world, and basically they say to me, you're a pissant, Quail, but Dizdar, he's right. It's about the blood. Well, guess what? God is about the blood of his Son, and the power to win over the powers of darkness is by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. And by the way, that is survival. That is eternal survival. And I'm telling people this, God can give you an understanding, a strategy, and a strength that you do not possess in yourself. None of us possess at this point in our lives what we're going to need to fight this. The biggest, most toughest guys at a general tell me once, special operations, I've said this before, he said, Steve, we have to deal with stuff that's so devastating. He said, I've seen the toughest men in the world. No one could stand against them. Literally turn white when they've encountered what we fight against. I'm talking about supernatural entities. I've seen men who there is nobody in the earth that could withstand them die of a heart attack. So it's not about the strength, and the strength of man has never been responsible for the victory of God. It's the victory of God that gives his strength to men that causes them to triumph in Christ Jesus. That's practical survival, okay? And no, you know what, Doug? Seriously, it's becoming more and more apparent that people you thought your friends, who are your friends, and we were talking off air, are not really, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it, sadly, that's, I mean, there's this calling, I believe. But you had said to me once, Steve, and I'll just never forget this, you know, God makes better friends for you than you can for yourself. But the other half of that, the other side of that is God will remove people from your life that, you know, shouldn't have been there in the first place. So,
yep.
You know, yeah, and it's unfortunate how the divides that we're seeing, and especially within the body of the church, because the church can't stand with a division that we see. And I just, it saddens me to see the unnecessary divisiveness. And Steve, that's what's going on, I believe. It's really an incremental destruction and this destruction of the church from within. We've got enough enemies from without. We don't need it from within. But you're right.
But see, Doug, it will be that because Tom Horn, blood on the altar. Okay,
yeah.
I can see it forming. I can sense in the words of emails, you know. Unfortunately, you know, I'm an Old Testament guy in a New Testament body, you know, and God's working with me in there, you know, because again, he said, Steve, you see just the mouth of the enemy, you see just the slander of the enemy, you don't see who's really empowering him. And so basically, Doug, I don't want to be Don Quixote and with windmill Christians, okay? I want to fight the good fight of faith, but I want to know at the end of the day I'm winning because Jesus won the battle. See, people just say, well, Jesus won the battle. I don't have to fight. There's no place in the Scripture. Scripture says fight the good fight of faith, okay? Faith is a fight. You have to fight unbelief. You have to fight skepticism. You have to fight scorn. You have to fight ridicule. You have to fight attack on your character. You have to fight lies, indifference, slander. You have to fight all that, and that's the good fight of faith. You know, it's amazing how many people quote the Scripture. Oh, blessed are you, because all men speak evil of you, anonymous, you know? Or, yeah, you get it, you know? Or, I'm so glad I'm not you. I go to sleep at night with no concerns. And my answer to that is, good for you. That's not me, because I'm fighting the good fight of faith. You saying I'm not fighting the good fight of faith? No, I'm saying you're licking lollipops in lollipop land. So
right.
I said, you shouldn't be so harsh. What does it take to wake the people of God up? It's going to take supernatural, dramatic confrontation in situations where there is no possible way for us to achieve victory outside of him. It's true in the prep movement. It's true in our walk with him. It's true in every area of our life.
Yeah, that's a missing component. A lot of people don't include. They'll look at the practical, but forget or not include the spiritual. That we can't do this on our own. There's no way we're going to be able to do this on our own. So thank you for bringing that up, Steve. We have got about 8 minutes left or 7 minutes left. I just want to ask you a question. I don't want to put you on a spot. This might be premature, but I know that you are. I'll hint around here if you don't want to talk about this, that's fine. But you're doing some things to really follow your being what you're being led to do. Do you want to tell? Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Here's the deal. I have felt for some time that, you know, my days on talk radio are numbered, okay? I've said it openly. There's no secrets, Doug. I'm building a TV studio. I got to build it as I can afford to do it. You know me. If I can't do it right, I'm not going to do it at all. By the grace of God, we're doing it. I'm involved in wanting to have the Q Studies basic Bible. I'm taking people from the foundation of the faith to growing up in Jesus. Jesus. When I've quoted the scripture, you know, that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord spoke to me a couple weeks ago, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whenever, and said, Steve, that applies to my people. You've been only looking at it as a nation. He said the people of God have no foundation for their faith in him because the word of God has been denigrated, the name of Jesus has been denigrated, the Holy Spirit said if Jesus be lifted up, he'll draw all men. You know why there's so many Muslims now in America? Because there's so many cowardly Christians.
Oh, amen.
Now, someone can challenge that, but I can tell you this. They better have their facts. I have my facts. I also know that when Jesus said, if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of man. So that's what I'm up to, Doug. I'm looking to get on the air realistically now. It won't be before the middle of May. You know, we're almost, you know, close to the middle of April. I had hoped to have been up May 1st. It'll be a Friday night Bible study. It'll be on Roku. You'll be able to go on and listen anytime you want. You know, there'll be probably hour-long lessons, and they will not be PowerPoints. The only thing that'll show up on a screen is a scripture. I'll be at a podium with three cameras. The cameras will be switching now and then to the overhead camera that, you know, I'll be highlighting specific passages because the Lord gave it to me. He said, there will not be any electricity in the future, Steve. Get everyone back to the basics of my word. I've said it on your radio show so many times, Doug, you would have never imagined, however many years ago we started on radio, or I went on radio with you, or vice versa, that the day it was coming that it would be illegal to own a Bible. And I said that, and people laughed at me. You know, can I tell you something? Pretty soon, everyone who's laughed will be ceasing to laugh, and they'll be weeping, mourning, scorning, or they'll be dead. Not by my hand, but because they have done nothing. They see, when someone tells the truth, the first thing you do is attack the messenger. Then you go out and get seven more children of doubt to agree with you. Truth in America is one man lies, another man swears to it, and everybody says, hallelujah, brother. You know? And pretty soon, everybody's going to have to see the fruit of different faith, you know? If a ministry is about themselves, it won't stand. If it's about Jesus, it will explode in the power of the Holy Ghost. So is that what you were going for?
Yes,
is
exactly what I was going for. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And folks, let me tell you, when Steve says, you know, he wants to do it right, he does want to do it right. And and Steve didn't ask me to do this, or we didn't talk beforehand. I just felt led, because I know how passionate you are, Steve. So people, you know, please get behind his project, his ministry, and I believe it's going to be just a resounding success because so many people are so hungry.
When I got people, Doug, in the Outback, and they always say, good day, mate, you know, I love them. To all my Australian, you know, listeners, God bless you, all of you. To those of you in Indonesia, God bless you. To those in China, God bless you. You know, I think 65 nations that I can track, you know. But what's astonishing isn't that, is somebody will email me out of the boonies, and even in Australia, when a guy says, I got to get you on satellite, you know, and he has a portable satellite, and he goes out to track the satellite to listen, and he says, I listened to you and Pastor David Langford, and you guys answer the questions on my heart. What a fabulous thought that God is using a guy in North Carolina, a guy in Montana, to basically preach the gospel, and our critics, hey, they'll stand before God too. If they don't repent, they'll go before the great white throne judgment. If they go before the bema seat of Jesus Christ, the judgment of how faithful you've been with what God's given you, you may be saved, but you'll have nothing to send before you. That's why I appeal to those who are financially blessed. Look, do you think if everybody knew that in 3 months, I'm making this up, this isn't prophecy, I'm making this up, that none of their money would be worth much and that 6 months from then they'd be in heaven? I know so many people that God's given great wealth to, and some of them do, you know, and I'm not asking for the money, but I'm asking for them to help the people that need a helping hand. So again, Doug, I want to thank you tonight. Ryan Whitmer, he's sending me emails. It's R-Y Whitmer, W-H-I-T-M-E-R, at yahoo.com. I would encourage everybody, seriously, to get the Coco Mojo that I love this stuff. I mean, I really do, and I do, you know, the only time I don't drink it is when I run out of it. You know, and the inner food. This stuff is on my website, the very top banner, the inner health. And Steve St. Clair put some great products together to try out. And I would say this, based on how many years they've been advertising with me, people still wouldn't be buying their product unless, and this is what you were going to ask me, what would you put in your bug out bag? I would put, and I do have it, although I probably should refresh it, I would put a little container in, of the Enerfood and also the Coco Mojo, because it's got coconut, it's got laurel and caprylic acid. The bottom line is that really helps to build up your immune system. Supplements, vitamin C, vitamin D, the vitamins that you're going to miss in on the run are going to be critical for you to stay healthy and to have your immune system. So basically, please, everyone, do the exercise. Go into your pantry. Go into your store goods. Make a 30-day calendar. Plan out 30 days worth of meals. It's going to be easy, okay? Granola sandwich, peanut butter and jelly on flatbread for lunch, granola for breakfast, and beef stroganoff freeze-dried. If you're going to put food in a bug-out bag, make sure it's freeze-dried. You get the most nutrition with the least amount of weight, and with freeze-dried, the average 45-pound pack, when it's all filled, can carry about, realistically, 12 days of food. Now, you'll be rationing it, but freeze-dried food weighs the least. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, Doug, for coming on tonight. And again, if you get any emails, what you would call great conceptual emails, email them to me, Doug. I'll answer back, and you can post them on your website.
All right, brother. Thanks for everything you do. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Folks, that'll
Thank
do
you.
It for us tonight. All right, brother. That'll do it for us tonight. And, yeah, what a great show. What
the next couple of weeks, we got guests like Ted Brewer coming up. We have Augusto Perez.
We got just a lot of things that are going. Well, watch Hagman and Hagman.com, please. Watch the website, because we're going to be posting some things. Watch HagmanReport.com as well.
Yeah, and if you missed this week, we had yesterday we had Bill Salas on, and we had just a great week, a great open caller line Wednesday, which we're going to continue next week. So those of you who want to weigh in with phone calls, don't forget, each and every Wednesday is open phone line Wednesday.
Wild Wednesday.
So we want you more audience participation, more first-time callers. Stan Day will be with us next Tuesday, and we'll sign off for the week. Unless something big happens over the weekend, we will see you back here on Monday. Stay safe, everyone.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network.